For the second time this week, minority Democrats in the Washington Senate have tried to force a vote on a controversial insurance measure that deals with abortion coverage. The parliamentary move Wednesday highlights partisan tensions as the deadline for adjournment approaches. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this update from the Capitol.
Democrat Karen Kaiser led the effort to revive the so-called Reproductive Parity Act. On the floor of the Senate, she said the bill has enough votes to pass.
But the majority caucus leadership has been not inclined to bring this bill to the floor.
That brought an immediate protest from Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler.
The members' remarks should be directed to the issue and not members of the body.
This partisan dust-up comes as the legislature heads into the home stretch with just over 10 days left in the session. At a news conference, Senate Majority Leader Rodney Tom joked when asked how he intends to avoid a special session.
I think the secret plan is, we just pass out the Senate. That's a fully baked budget. We go home.
On a more serious note, Tom says he still thinks it's possible to adjourn on time, but he acknowledges legislative history may suggest otherwise. The 105-day session ends on Sunday, April 28th. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.